Among the parties to the talks on North Korea's nuclear weapons, Japan has taken the uncharacteristic role of hardliner. Not only do Japanese fear being the first strike target for North Korean aggression, but emotions run high over the fate of Japanese abducted by North Korean agents during the 1970s and 1980s. The precise number of those kidnapped is not known. Japan's government recognizes 17 men and women as abduction victims, but support groups say the number could be in the hundreds. North Korea has acknowledged abducting 13 Japanese. 5 have been allowed to return home, but Pyongyang says the other 8 have died. Relatives of some abductees still unaccounted for met Sunday with a top Japanese government official. Despite Japan's pressure on North Korea to resolve the issue through public statements, diplomacy, and sanctions tied to North Korea's nuclear weapons development, the families say the government is still not doing enough. Sakie Yokota is the mother of Megumi Yokota, who Pyongyang admitted abducting when she was 13 years old. The North Koreans say she later committed suicide. Yokota says if North Korea continues to take an obstinate approach and refuses to release those still being held, then Japan has to firmly tell Pyongyang its attitude is unacceptable. After meeting with the family members, Chief Cabinet Secretary Yasuhisa Shiozaki told reporters Japan will raise the matter at the next round of multi-party talks with North Korea. Shiozaki admits the administration needs to do a better job at ensuring the families have the latest information, but says the cabinet of Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is serious about resolving this matter. Mr. Abe is seen as more hardline on the issue than his predecessor, Junichiro Koizumi, who twice visited Pyongyang to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. Analysts say Mr. Koizumi was reluctant to take harsh action against the communist state merely because North Korea had not come totally clean on the abduction issue. North Korea's missile test this year and its first nuclear test in October also produced a firm response from Japan, which imposed harsh economic sanctions against Pyongyang, even beyond those called for in a United Nations resolution. North Korea agreed to end its year-long boycott and returned to nuclear talks last month in return for a U.S. promise to discuss its financial crackdown against Pyongyang. The negotiations also include South Korea, Russia, and host China. But despite welcoming North Korea's return to talks, Japan stated categorically that it would not accept North Korea as a nuclear power. Japan's envoy, Vice Foreign Minister Kenichiro Sasae, will kick off his 3-day visit to Beijing by meeting Monday with his Chinese counterpart, Wu Dawei. He is also expected to meet with his counterparts from the United States and South Korea as the envoys converge on the Chinese capital to prepare for the talks. Steve Herman, VOA News, Tokyo.
旺旺英语网站,欢迎您的光临,请记住我们的网址是www.english.com.